All right, welcome back to the mix, everyone. I'm Warren, that's Alardo.
Hello.
And this is episode 50, the big 5-0. I was going to put an applause track over us, but I forgot. So we just... 50 episodes is honestly like really impressive, if you ask me. 50. That's half of 100. How about that? That's more episodes than...
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to think. Like, what's a TV show that was canceled? Well, the joke window's gone, unfortunately. But you can fill it with your own show in there. Definitely not... more episodes than The Walking Dead, so.
Walking Dead has like over 100,
yeah. But we still did it. 50 episodes is pretty good. So, we have a few things that we're trying today. As you can see, we are in the Fortnite lobby. This is on purpose. I reinstalled it just for this. But,
on purpose.
Alright, so... basically, yeah, we're doing something a little different here, where we're going to try and play Fortnite or League of Legends or a video game whilst reviewing our movies. So this should be interesting. Hopefully there's not too much silence, but fuck it. We're going to try. So our three movies today. Oh, should I like queue up?
Yo, yeah.
I'm ready.
Already. I'm ready too.
Oh boy. Hey, that's copyrighted. We have to dump it.
I'll try not to play any of the copyrighted stuff.
This guy. Okay.
All of my good dances are like the copyrighted stuff.
Is this endless?
I don't think it's endless. Alright, so the Northman.
Okay.
Wait until he finishes dancing.
So, the Northman. Or, not the North. Oh, yes, the Northman. So, our three movies are The Northman, Everything Everywhere All at Once, and, what's the third one?
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The Nicolas Cage movie. So, those are our three movies. We're going to talk a little bit about Daredevil. Oh my lord, man. I think I have to turn off sound altogether.
This is too loud.
And I hear copyrighted music everywhere, and it is really loud.
Oh, nice, yeah. No, there should be an option to, like, turn off lights.
I just turned off all sound.
Okay.
So, I'm playing on silent. I can't hear footsteps. Or, that's, so, right. That's probably actually a terrible thing. All right, where are we dropping?
Shit, I don't know.
Oh shit, how do I play this game? Everything's question marks on my screen.
Let's go there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Oh god, I'm lagging. What? Okay, so The Northman, I don't know who directed it.
My thoughts, Robert Eggers, he directed The Witch and The Lighthouse.
Okay, yeah, what are your thoughts?
I actually liked it. Knowing that the director, I was expecting something weird, but also, like, kind of Hollywood, because that's his first, like, kind of big Hollywood movie. And yeah, I pretty much got what I expected, and I liked it a lot. I'm dead.
What?
He's gonna kill me.
No! Oh, how do you...
It's a John Wick.
Oh, okay. I'm also dead.
Alright.
Well, alright, try again. Run it back. yeah. Wait, he did John Wick?
No, okay, John Wick killed me.
Oh. Fuck. Okay. Yeah, it was kind of... It was a,
Did I watch The Lighthouse?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
So I didn't know what to expect going into it. And it was definitely weirder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that's this whole thing. Weird stuff.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was a little unprepared. Yeah. And I don't know, it got kind of slow in the middle too for me. Just a little bit, and I was kind
of
like...
I feel like that was one of the few times where I thought a movie didn't go slow enough, for the beginning, in particular for me. I feel like the beginning went way too fast. I feel like we should have slowed it down with like, the way
Yeah.
Like, when he was still a kid, and then, like, yeah.
Dude, let me pick up a gun and try to shoot something. Like, jeez. Oh, tab, okay.
But I did, like, once we got into the whole revenge thing, I, like, hear, like, the mind games and all that. I liked that a lot. That was really interesting to me.
Like trying to practice my aim. Got in the whole yeah. What did you think of the? Or should we do no spoilers? I don't know how I felt about the ending.
Well, yeah, we can say that.
Are we going to this red mark?
Yeah.
Oh god, dog! Why are we jumping early? We're just gonna get clapped.
Oh well, that's okay.
Okay.
But what do you think of the ending?
I feel like it was really wishy-washy, and he should have picked one or the other. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, I see.
Because it felt like,
Actually, I don't see what you mean.
Yeah. Wait, you don't see what I mean? Like,
no.
Either one of them should have...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Say no more. That's too much information.
So it kind of felt like it was like, well, okay, what do I do now? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I need a gun also. This is a crazy what's happening right now. Trying to review this movie and look for a gun.
Yeah, I'm fighting somebody right now. He's running away.
Oh, you can hide in garbage cans? What is this? Oh, somebody's like by me, I think. I don't have a gun. Oh, I have a gun now. Where are you? Ah! Person!
Dude, I'm dead.
Oh, my aim. I can't aim with a mouse, dude. I have to grab my...
No, yeah, that's why I'm just my controller, too.
Oh, I need to grab a controller so bad.
You're surrounded. I see somebody coming up.
Oh, I knocked one. I knocked one, even though that was terrible.
Tell, there's somebody else.
Ah!
Yeah, that's him.
Oh,
you're a legend.
Oh, he's bad? He's just as bad as me?
Oh, it's Kakashi, too. It's Kakashi. Oh, there's two people now. There's more than one. Just revive me. They're fighting each other. No, he's coming. You're left. He's running away. Never mind, we're good.
Ah!
Oh, shit, never mind.
Oh, fuck.
Don't listen to me. I'm back to gaming, I'm so sorry.
Dude, this is so... What the fuck is going on?
He's going around.
Oh man.
Oh shit, nice try.
Okay.
We were talking about the ending. See, I pretty much thought what happened was gonna happen. It's one of those movies where it spoils itself. Like, there's like a prophecy or something, right? And it's like, this is how it's gonna end.
Yeah.
So that kind of like saw that anyway. And I was fine with it.
Yeah. I thought. Oh, yeah, I guess so. The whole movie, I was kind of just like, it was good.
Yeah, just going through it. It just didn't, like, move you, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. The beginning part was like, oh, shit, like, that's cool. The time, switch, or what do you call it? A time jump? Time jump.
Yeah.
At around there was, like, peak interest for me, and then it kind of went downhill from there.
We went to the movies a lot this year, and I always saw the trailer for this, and pretty much every single like action shot in the trailer was like all the action in the movie. Like, I wasn't really surprised by any of the action scenes because they were all in the trailer. So that sucked, but it was still good. The cinematography and the action scenes were really good. A lot of them were one takes, and that's not a lot. You don't see that a lot, really.
Like, yeah,
one take action shots. Yeah,
that's true.
They look really nice.
Yeah, I like the whole vibe of it too. Like,
like the aesthetic.
Yeah, the aesthetic was really cool. Right, you just like die, yeah. Wait.
Okay, we'll try this third time, and then we'll go somewhere.
Okay. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, the North. I'll give it a 4. I liked it a lot.
Nice. I'll give it a 3 out of 5. I would definitely recommend it though. It's definitely different than, most of the movies out there, I'd say, and I liked it in that way. It was so funny. Like some of the dialogue was literally just them screaming, and I'm sitting there like, oh, okay.
Oh my god.
Oh, I got a gun. Where are you? He's shooting at me. Ah! There's somebody behind you. Oh, I hit him. I'm coming.
I'm reloading. Oh, I have no ammo, actually.
Oh, I'm getting shot at. Hey, yo.
They run me over. Oh, shit. I need a better gun.
Ah! Oh, we are so dead. Aw, man. Yeah, we got him.
Somebody else is coming.
I'm down.
Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man.
Alright. We won't drop down straight anymore. That's alright.
Okay. Okay. So that was the Northman. I feel like we have more to say about this now. I already said the dialogue thing. It was like, bleh. Oh, how was Willem Dafoe, huh? He had like it was almost a cameo.
Yeah, he only had like, honestly, one scene.
Yeah, his one scene was exceptional. No, he was in 2 scenes. He was in 2 scenes, right?
Technically 2, yeah, I guess.
he was so funny.
Yeah. He was in 2, yeah, at the beginning.
Because at first I was like, what? Willem Dafoe? And then he does what he does, and then I'm like, what?
He goes crazy. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, rambling.
He's literally
Dafoe.
Yeah, he's a jester. William DeJest.
DeJest.
But yeah, I don't know. What else was in that movie? That's pretty much it. Just go watch it. It's weird. There's a lot of yelling. Wait, it says you're in match, and I'm ready.
I'm not in match. You can go back to lobby.
I'm in the lobby.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, next movie. Should we do Everything Everywhere or should we do Unbearable?
What do you think we should do? You can do Everything Everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's do Everything Everywhere all at once. I watched that the longest ago, but what did you think of that movie?
I liked it a lot. There is hype behind it. People were saying it was like the best movie of the year so far, and I was like, all right, we'll see.
Yeah.
Do you remember Swiss Army Man? That movie.
I do. Yeah.
It was the same directors, and you could tell, right?
Like, yeah, that makes sense.
The weirdness of this movie, or that movie, is like definitely in this movie.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I liked it a lot. It was really good.
Yeah, I think it kind of went under the radar as a movie, no? Like, some people didn't really hear about it, but like...
Mm. I mean, that's all I heard about on Twitter.
Oh, like, really? Movies.
Yeah.
I could see, like, the film community being, like, super into it, but like for the average moviegoer... Yeah, for the average moviegoer, it's basically like... Go ahead. I was just gonna say it's like basically, how do I say it? Like a basic multiverse movie that's not like Marvel, and
yeah,
I don't know what else to say other than that. But yeah, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I went on like kind of opening night over here because it wasn't like it wasn't here like at all until like recently. So I went on the opening night that it came here, and it was pretty packed. Like it was full, and we're in a big theater.
Damn.
So I was surprised, yeah. But it was mostly people that, like, I don't like the term, but yeah, it was mostly like film bros. Like, all these people are definitely on Twitter.
And nice.
Old people. They're old people too. Like, that was like the audience.
Yeah.
At the end, somebody like tried to start a clap, and I was like, bro.
Oh, cringe.
Like, did you? Like, and he's the only one clapping, and I was like, read the audience. Nobody was like, it was a funny movie, but like nobody was like going crazy, you know, like
yeah,
the show. And I was like, bro, you don't clap if we're like that.
Yeah. Whoa, being the only person clapping, that's funny.
I can see like a different audience doing that though. Like, yeah.
All right, where are we jumping?
We decide where we're going.
We should jump toward the end. Where's the safe place to jump toward the end?
All right, we'll go over there.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, overall, I like this movie a lot. I didn't really know what to expect going in.
Definitely original.
Yeah, it's super original, and it's definitely better to go in like blind, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
I think all movies are better to go in blind. I think I can say that. Yeah. Like, I have a better time when I don't know anything. I like the message. I really like the message.
Yeah. Well, I like that this movie felt the need to, like, explore all the relationships. I feel like any other movie would have just done the thing with the mom and the daughter.
But yeah.
It felt the need to, like, everybody. You know? And that's pretty smart, too, because... Honestly, I connected with one of the relationships more than the other two. Like, the other two, I'm just like, whatever, you know, that's fine.
Well, what relationship was it?
It was the husband, because, you know, man, I'm a romantic guy. But, like, yeah.
Dude, he was low-key, like, the MVP.
He was really good. Yeah. He technically saved the day.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though, is, like, that's how it worked for me. But for other people, they might... relate to the relationship with the dad more, that's a huge like
plus for this movie. Yeah,
yeah, like I said, like any other filmmaker would have just felt the need, like, oh, it's a mother-daughter story, that's it, we're done. But like, this movie didn't do that.
Yeah, I feel like playing Fortnite is really taking away from the thoughts that I had about these movies. Yeah. So
this
is
this is all your idea, so.
This wait, was it? Oh shit, I think it was, huh?
Yeah, you're like, it's 50 episodes. You gotta do something special. Right? Somebody's reviving their friend.
Oh, where? Let's go kill him. Oh, we gotta kill him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's somebody behind us. All right, let's go stop him.
Is that what's happening here? Get him! Ah, loser.
There's somebody behind us. Somebody behind us. It's Moon Knight.
Oh, God. Moon Knight. Come here, bitch.
Oh, God.
Hey!
You're by yourself.
Help! Aww. I got lit up.
I'm low-key lagging so bad, but that's okay.
Should we switch games?
We'll try a few more.
Okay. Should I ready up or return to lobby?
I just ready to it.
Okay. Alright, where were we? Everything everywhere.
Everything everywhere.
I thought this was going to be easier, but let's see. Oh, the daughter. Yeah, dude, the how they built like the multiverse, like, and the
how they explained it.
Yeah. And it was really simple to understand. Like,
it's, how do I say it? It's such a movie, like you learn as you go along, and like the way like you everything like comes at you. Oh, pause. But like, yeah, the way everything like unfolds is like holy shit, like this is a movie, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it.
And it's not hard to understand. Like, it didn't confuse me, even though it definitely like has potential to be like, what is going on? Like,
and like it has like big moments where it's like holy, like you need a reaction like from the audience, like to like react off of with you.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many moments like that. Like that's exactly like what a movie should be like.
Yeah. What was the highlight of it for you?
A highlight. Honestly, the it's hard to spoil it, like not spoil it, but
I was gonna just say the rocks.
The rocks. I was gonna, honestly, there's so many weird things. That was this is like kind of dumb, but that was what it was too weird for me. There's so many other moments where it should have been like, oh, this is too weird, but that was the moment where it was like too weird for
me. Damn, yeah. No, I can see that though. Like, I feel like there was too much dialogue at that part.
there are too many worse, like, not worse, but like, there are more weird moments than that. But I feel like just like narratively, it's like, oh, okay, yeah. I guess you could like drop this on us like this. I guess it was the way it was executed. Like, why this way?
That makes sense, yeah.
All right, there's people with us again. I thought we were choosing good spots, but.
I'm gonna go to this blue house, like, across the bridge here.
Alright, I'll come with you.
So I'm just gonna grab stuff and then we just run. I have to sneeze really badly.
Yeah, nobody's by us. Nobody's by us. The rocks were the highlight for you.
I don't know, actually. But that's it just stuck out in my mind. Like, does that make sense? It's not necessarily, like, the highlight. Because I liked the ending and stuff more. But it just stuck out as something that I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. The butt stuff was funny. That was really funny.
The butt that's stuff? As much.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what more to say without spoiling it. They have to do weird stuff to, like, connect to their, like,
other... Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I remember.
There was some butt stuff, yeah.
There was some butt stuff. Away. Oh, we're running away. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there are tanks now, so we gotta watch out for that.
What?
Or actually...
I have a shotgun this game, so...
Wanna try steal it?
Should we? I don't know.
I feel like that's our only way of winning right now.
Do you have any, tank. Do you have any, blue, potion or shield?
Oh, yeah, here. I'll throw it to you. Here you go. Drink up.
Let's go. Alright.
I have no idea. They're still fighting in there.
Let's just go to the circle and chill.
Yeah, let's go that way. I'll mark a spot.
Oh, you have a sprint meter? What is that?
Yeah. And the slides are like apex now, so you can like slide infinitely if you're going down.
Interesting. So what would you give? Oh, there's chests over here. What would you give this movie out of 5?
What about negatives? Is there anything you didn't like about?
Oh, what did I not like about?
Oh, yeah, let's get to that.
Damn, is this good? It looks good. It's blue. What did I not like about this movie? Trying to think. I feel like at the time I did have something, or like, because there's a reason I only gave it 4.
Yeah, like, but yeah.
I can't remember what.
Yeah, I'll say. So the whole thing. So again, even though it's like my favorite part, the whole relationship between the main character and her husband. I'm just gonna spoil it, but like. It doesn't hit as hard for me, in my opinion, because, well, it's kind of justified, but he wanted a divorce, so it's kind of like, you know, like, and the whole thing is that he loves her, though.
Right.
But I guess it's kind of justified because they're like, it's not reciprocated, that's why he wanted the divorce.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I don't know. Yeah, that rubbed me the wrong way a little bit, but it's justified, so it's not as bad.
That makes sense. What did I not
also like? Yeah, just some of the weirdness got to me. It was like on a rewatch, I'm just like, I don't know if I can go through this another time.
That's true. Yeah,
it is a rewatchable
yeah, certain stuff. It was just a little like weird, like at parts it was almost too weird.
And it's not a knock on the directors, because like that's just how they are, like, I'm assuming that's just how they are. They love that movie. Yeah. So I'm not gonna knock on them for like wanting to be themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's just sometimes, or it just makes it less rewatchable. I think you're right
with
that. Yeah. But yeah, what would you give it out of 5?
Yeah, it's a 4. It was really good.
Yeah, I agree. I give it a 4 too. I'm surprised it wasn't Like, what was the strange part to me was, like, why is it not in more theaters and stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's, like,
it's so hard to find.
But at least it did show up in theaters over here eventually, because Licorice Pizza, like, I still didn't watch that movie because it wasn't here at all in theaters. So.
Damn. Yeah.
We're stealing that tank.
Okay.
This is it. This is our last game.
Okay.
If somebody's actually in it, because usually it's there are bots in it, and we can like steal it pretty easy. But if it's actual people, then you know.
So like, how does the tank work? One of us drive, one of us shoot.
Yeah. Yeah, like Halo.
Oh shit! Is it like easy wins or?
Yeah, unless they added something that I don't know about. Actually, they did add launchers, which makes it fairly easy to destroy.
Oh, shit.
But we'll see.
Interesting. Alright, well, our last movie on the docket. Actually, let's do Daredevil first, since I didn't actually finish it.
Alright.
So, Daredevil is the Marvel show. I'm about halfway through season one. Alardo's on season three, so he can offer more perspective than me. But my impression of it so far, to be honest, I haven't been able to get into it, really.
It's not enough happens.
Yeah. Are you shooting wolves? What?
Yeah.
Are they going to kill you?
They could, yeah.
Dog. Tap. Oh. Oh, the tank!
Oh yeah, that's not... Those are actual people. There's no way.
Oh god.
Get inside.
I'm down. Oof.
Well.
That's unfortunate. I did some damage, I think.
You wanna play another one?
All right, yeah, let's just run it back one more.
All right.
Josh, thank you for the 10-month sub, dude. I didn't get an alert in my ear. I just saw it in the chat. Add friends? No. Why would I want to add friends? Anyway, okay, where are we at? Daredevil. Yeah.
Daredevil.
I'll just give my short first impression, and then I'll throw it to you.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, this is gonna sound like a knock on it, but
no, knock it, bro.
It kind of was like it reminded me like of like a CW show.
Dude, I had a feeling you're gonna say that. Because honestly, it gives me that vibe too. It gives me like a mature version of like a CW show.
Yeah,
it's not like necessarily a bad thing. Well, you know.
I mean,
it depends.
Like a CW. Exactly. So I honestly like had a really hard time getting into it. It's kind of like Iron Fist, too. Like I couldn't get into
you
that show.
Iron Fist?
I tried. and then I like stopped because I was like, man, I'm bored. But like I'm still trying to get through like Daredevil. Like it's honestly like way better than Iron Fist. Like if I'm comparing them, but. I still had hard time getting into it overall. Even though Matt, honestly, like, he's a cool character, but, like,
yeah. He is, he's pretty cool.
So, yeah, go ahead.
I think the hype all just came around that nobody thought it was going to be good at the time. I feel like nobody thought it was going to be good. Shit, I have no idea where to go.
Oh, I pinned one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we'll go there. Oh, there's a boss over there, though. There's an NPC boss that's really hard to fight.
Oh, go fight him then.
Alright, we'll fight it. Oh, what was I saying?
Yeah, so you're three seasons in. What do you think of it?
I totally lost my train of thought.
You know, I feel like doing this isn't really resulting in better content. It's just us trying to do two things at once and failing at both.
So Daredevil. Okay, yeah, season one. So the reason I want to watch it is because everybody's saying it's like the best superhero TV show like ever. And I was like, all right, let's see. And then I thought it was okay. That's the thing. Anytime we moved away from Matt Murdock, like nothing else was as good as that. So like anytime we cut away, I'm just like, oh, okay, no.
Oh, is this the guy we have to fight?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's not. He's more down.
Oh, what is this guy?
These are just like the regular bots, like tanks and shit.
What? That was weird. Oh, I think I hear somebody. Or is that not?
That might be another bot.
Okay, cool.
I don't think anybody comes here because of that boss.
That makes sense. Well, we're here. Hey, no, yo.
There's somebody by you. That's actually a person.
Fuck off.
You were right. That was a person. That was not a bot at all.
I have 83 health. Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. Hide. Hey, he's shooting you.
Ah!
Let's get in the book. Yeah, let's get in the book.
Alright, I'm indoors. We're safe.
Watch out, the boss is in here though, so that's what
we want to play. Is he just like a regular dude walking around?
Yeah, but then he'll do stuff and you'll know it's not a regular dude.
Oh god.
You need shields? There's some up here. Oh, he's here. He saw me. He's shooting at me. I'm gonna rush him.
Oh, wait, is that a guy or what?
Yeah, it's a real guy.
Oh, I tagged him once. I'm going around. Oh, shit, dude.
I'm down.
You weren't supposed to die.
I'm not dead, but I'm down. He's right there. I'll ping it.
I see him.
What is that? Are jetpacks now? They fly.
No! Oh, my God! No! I had him! I can't aim! Stupid mouse. Damn it.
I feel like this guy's gonna be
Alright, should we ready up? One more?
I'm down. Daredevil, so yeah, anytime they cut away from Matt Murdock, and I was just like, okay, now I'm just waiting to see Matt Murdock again. Like, I feel like that a lot during season alone. Like, Karen Page and Foggy Nelson, their storylines weren't enough to, like, keep me engaged. They're, like, necessary, I guess. Because I feel like towards the end of the season, it makes more sense because it ties in. But yeah, I just want to see more Matt Murdock. He's so interesting as a character.
Yeah, literally, honestly, and like he's
like, well, yeah, actually the Kingpin stuff was just as engaging too, because they also cut away to him a lot.
Yeah, I don't know what they could have done to get me more engaged, but
yeah,
I tried, and I don't know.
It is more like TV than it is like the MCU stuff in Disney Plus. It's like, it's slow. They like.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not used to that. Like.
Yeah.
Traditional like TV. Oh my god, this guy's cracked. Oh wait, that's a bot.
I did like the opening scene where he's like doing the confession, and then he's like, "I'm not asking for a penance or something like that."
Oh yeah.
And he's like, "Then why are you here?" Or no, I'm seeking forgiveness and forgiveness
for what I'm about to do.
Yeah, like, oh shit. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then, yeah. But yeah, he's like the only interesting character. That's the only downside.
Yeah. I feel like it also tries too hard to be dark a little bit. It's like, yeah,
true.
We're in the MCU, but look at this stuff. It's like, all right, you know, you don't have to do it. You can tone it down a little bit. What are you? Not impressing anybody.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like the sex trafficking at the start, it's like, bro, come on, really? Like, is that, do we need that or like superhero stuff?
Yeah.
Like, they're just trying to be shocking, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, look at us, we're the MCU. But, like, that's what they're doing. It's like, we don't have to do all this.
That's so true. How does it develop in like season 2 and 3?
It is mostly just like the blood and gore and that bombs and like 2 and 3. There's okay. Not as much like dark themes. It's just like, yeah, they just want to be bloody and say the F word and yeah.
Okay. Dog, where's our next match? What the heck?
I did like that one scene with Kingpin though, with the car and the guy, you embarrassed me. That one, I like that scene. That scene's really awesome. If you got that far.
I don't know if I got that far yet.
Yeah. Kingpin is really cool. I can see why people like wanted him to be in like Hawkeye so bad.
Wait, yeah, he was in Hawkeye, right?
Yeah, and he got his ass whooped. I bet people are pissed. Cause he was just like the fact that they couldn't say his name. Like they set him up so like menacing in this.
Yeah, and then he just gets whooped by
by Kate Bishop.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'd be pissed too.
I think it makes sense though for that show because they have to set her up to be an Avenger.
Yeah, and true.
If Kingpin can beat her, then she ain't Avenger level. Come on.
Yeah, so, yeah is she Avenger level like overall? Like,
I mean, that's the setup. Like, she's supposed to be. She's supposed to be on Hawkeye's level is what they're like trying to set up. And I can see Hawkeye taking out Kingpin too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, guess I'll have to keep trying to watch.
I mean, if that's like what's turning you off, I don't see that getting better for you. Well, season 2 actually keeps up the pace. The first 4 episodes in season 2 are really good.
Yeah, I'll keep trying and like just see if it sticks. Yeah. Like, you never know, like, but yeah.
How Netflix used to do it is like they set the critics like the first half of the season. So then if they say something good, then it's like, oh, you can't take it back if the other half is trash. And you could tell like Daredevil season 2, the first half is like so good compared to the second half. So
yeah,
that might get better for you.
Okay. What would you give it like out of 5 so far?
All right, now seasons 1 and 2 are like a shit.
Dude, you want to play a league game? This is taking too long. What is this? I gotta practice that more. Like, yeah, like, I haven't played Fortnite. This is the first time I opened Fortnite in, like, 5 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm. My frames are really bad. I think it's my laptop. I don't know if it was lag or my frames. It's probably both.
Do you think League would run better or worse?
When I played it with you the other day, it was pretty nice.
Okay. Let's try it. I'm opening League of Legends.
Open it.
All right, go open them then.
All right, Daredevil. Oh yeah, so I was in between like a 3 and a 4. I'll just say 3.
Yeah, I'm at like a 2.5 at the moment, but I'm not that far in, so.
I want Daredevil fans hear you. They like, I don't know, like, what's the word? They idolize the show. I don't know. People love this show. I think it's just really good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I only watched it for the Punisher, because the Punisher is that's my guy.
Dude, I gotta watch Punisher. Everybody's saying like, oh, Punisher's so good, but I haven't seen it.
It's mainly the actor. He's so good. He needs to come back in the MCU.
Damn. All right. Well. My thing is
how long do you think? Okay, how long do you think we're gonna talk about Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent?
Well, we have to talk about it for a whole ass league game, so let's do it.
Alright.
Should we do a sums actually or an ARAM?
I think we should do an ARAM because I don't think we're gonna talk about it for that long.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. League of Legends.
League of Legends.
Yeah, I was talking to my dad about League of Legends and he was saying, what was he saying? All right, I was trying to explain to him how there's esports and like pro teams and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And
I feel like that conversation is not gonna end well.
No, yeah, I think he was entertaining it. I think.
Okay.
He cuts the line when you call it a sport. Then he gets like, he gets all nuts, I think, but like, which I get, but I was trying to explain like how it's an esport and stuff and how it's like the biggest esport. And he said he told his students and they laughed at me and they were like, who plays League of Legends? And I was like, what? Like, it's literally the biggest esport. What are you guys talking about? And then it made me feel old. Like high schoolers, man. No perspective out here.
I'm surprised. Don't they like know about Arcane? I feel like Arcane should have like at least.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. Arcane is out. Yeah, what is wrong with them kids? Man, our education system failing them.
If it ain't a first person or third person and you ain't shooting somebody, it's an old person game.
True. Yeah. Everybody's playing that Fortnite.
I have no idea how to play this person.
Who are you playing? Oh, Riven. You can play Fiddlesticks.
I can't because I don't have him.
Oh, pain. Well, basically, Riven, you press Q and then you kill everybody. You press your Q like 3 times. Okay, yeah, let's move to our last movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nicolas Cage as Nicolas Cage. And The Mandalorian, huh? That was a surprise to me. I was like, oh shit. Pedro Pascal. Yeah. That was a crazy surprise. This I almost want to say like this was my favorite movie, but it's also the one that I watched most recently, so I don't know if that's like recency biased. But I had the most fun in the theater for sure.
It is a really funny movie. I was laughing a lot. Yeah, no, that's what I wanted, because like I feel like all the movies we watched so far, they weren't like laugh out loud really. They were like funny moments, but they're not like made to make you laugh.
Exactly. And it's like almost kind of like heavy messaging, kind of. Well, not heavy, but like, it's like a serious movie watching experience. And then this was like so not that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just had so much fun. It was just so funny.
They nailed this, like, because I know Nicolas Cage is not better at all, but like if you had to imagine, like, just knowing like the memes and all of that, like that is, they nailed it. Like that's a fictionalized version of.
Yeah. Nicolas Did he help Cage write it? Who wrote it?
No, he didn't write it. Yeah, somebody. He didn't want to do it, but then he was convinced.
Wow.
He thought it mocked him. but the director convinced him. The director also wrote it. The director convinced him that it was more like a love letter and not like a mockery. And it kind of was. I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. I didn't think it was a mockery.
Because only the people in the movie were only like in love with him. Then nobody like hated him.
Yeah, it was like really funny how everybody was like, "Holy shit, it's Nick Cage."
Oh yeah, that was so funny.
Because it was just such a great movie. Overall, the story was like, it was just so unusual. I didn't know like what to expect going in.
Yeah. Is that a spoiler? Because that wasn't really a trailer. I like that. I'm gonna spoil it. Okay, spoilers.
Yeah, do it.
Nicolas Cage movie. I like that they had this other version of himself. That he was also like.
Oh yeah, that was like a crazy part. Nicky Cage. So funny. Yeah, and then the last scene that Nicky Cage is in is pretty like what the hell. I wonder like how much he's like actually like that.
I don't think he's like that at all. I think that's just him as an. And as an actor, he overacts. I don't like to use that word, overact, but like, he's expressive. Oh, that's a good word.
Expressive is a good word. Act.
That's just him, how he is as an actor. As a person, I have no clue what he's like. But we just put it together, I guess. We just assume that how he is as an actor, how he is as a person.
Yeah. Pedro Pascal was also very good.
He was really funny. He was a good comedian, like comedic actor.
Yeah. He was perfect for that role too. like, I believed his like love for Nick Cage, and they had like really good chemistry together.
Yeah, they did, and that's kind of what the movie was like.
It's like basically built on that. So,
yeah,
really good.
That was one of my criticisms, but I kind of saved the movie from it, from my own criticism.
What do you mean?
I was like, I wish the movie was just this, like these two people bonding. But the movie itself was like, no, I used to be a hook. And I was like,
Yeah, I like that. It was like a movie in a movie too. And I was like, it's very self-aware. And that made it like funnier. There's like there's the part with the shoes and then, I forget what the line was, but Nick Cage said something about being a thespian, and I fucking started laughing so hard. But I don't think anyone else was laughing, but it was just like that putting that line in something. It felt like something that me or you would just like throw in there and be like, "This is so stupid."
I mean, I get why they did it. It's because it's to show that like they don't really want to do what they're supposed to do in that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think of like the not the story, but like. Nicolas Cage's whole deal, like his family, like that family stuff.
I liked it, I guess. I mean, that's like how I would think he would be. So I didn't have like trouble believing it or anything.
Yeah.
I was focusing on the game a little bit there.
What's the combo here? What am I supposed to be pressing?
You can queue. There's like a bunch of stuff you can do with Riven, but like your queue. Try to weave autos in between each queue. Because you get empowered autos, I think. I don't exactly play Riven, but. So you can dash forward and then stun. Your shield is a stun, I think. Or one of them is a stun. So you're supposed to like dash into your stun. Does that make sense? Sure. I don't know if I even I'm sorry, I tried to explain it. I don't know. I don't really even play Riven.
Oh shit. Well, I gotta kill all of that. I think. Oh no, I gotta get this.
If you're listening to this audio wise, this is actually like probably terrible content, but. You know, at the time, I thought it was a good idea. We'll do something better for 100 episodes, for sure. But I honestly like the challenge of, like, trying to play and review this at the same time, though. Oh, how is he not dead?
Yeah, I think Fortnite was just too hectic.
You maybe, gotta, yeah.
Be, like, on your toes at all time. At least in this game, you can, like, chill out.
Yeah. Easier to talk during.
Yeah.
Where were we?
In Tetris, though. I could talk forever while playing Tetris. I don't gotta focus on Tetris.
Yeah, because you're so good.
Oh, shit. What did I do?
Oh.
Oh, that noise just came out.
Oh.
He's going in, I'm going in. Okay, anyway, we're still here.
Oh, look at my health. I have nothing. I'm just gonna go die. There you go.
What do I do my W or my E first?
You max your Q.
Oh yeah, I mean after my Q.
Oh, after your Q. I don't know. W.
Alright, I'll do my W.
Okay.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. What else? Let's see. I like that Pedro Pascal or... I don't know. Okay, well, this is the spoiler portion, everybody. I'm about to spoil the fuck out of it. But I like that he wasn't the villain.
Yeah.
I would have been sad if they actually had to...
Yeah, I had a feeling that it wasn't, because if it was that...
He was, like, too innocent.
I kind of would have got against the movie. Yeah,
yeah. But yeah, I liked the whole their little like showdown part was really good too. I enjoyed that a lot.
Well, I did something.
Oh yeah.
I did one thing.
Hell yeah! You almost did two things though. Oh my god! Sniped.
All right.
All right, Nicolas Cage. Oh, he clicked Warwick. What an idiot.
I mean, well, this goes into my rating. Like, there's nothing, like, wrong with it, really. Like, I couldn't find any, like, really, like, huge negatives. But, you know, this is a knock, but at the end of the day, it's just the comedy. You know,
wow, just the comedy. Ouch.
Like, it does its job well, but I'm probably not gonna rewatch it. Nothing about it really stuck with me, other than it was really funny and, like, Nick Cage playing himself was, like, really good.
Yeah, I found the concept to be unique, and, it kind of did stick with me for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm not even a Nick Cage fan, for some reason, I just loved it, and I'd probably rewatch it. So, but, like, what would you give it out of 5? Sorry, that was what I was going to ask.
So, I'd give it a 3. That was, like, my reasoning right there for, like, why it's not a 4. Like, because it could be a 4. Because there's nothing, it's a really good movie. There's nothing really wrong with it.
It just didn't stick with you like that.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
It wasn't funny enough for a rewatch, I guess is a good way of putting it.
That is a good way of putting it.
Like, 21 Jump Street, if we're going, like, off of comedies, like, that's the movie where I can rewatch a movie longer. It's simply because it's funny. Not because there's anything else about it,
really. Damn. Yeah. That makes sense. I found this... Yeah. I gave it a 5 because I did find this, like, funny enough. Like, I would rewatch this for sure.
I did like the ending, though. Like I felt it. Like, I was going to cry, but I felt like that's what they were building to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really good, nice, feel-good ending.
That
was nice.
Yeah.
It ended perfectly. I'm glad that they did it. Thank you, Nick Cage. Damn, did we run out of stuff to talk about mid-game just now? Oh my god, this cane.
I mean, I feel like we're talking pretty well. For a bit.
Oh, shoot.
Got him. Did you rate it?
Yeah, I gave it a 5.
Oh, shit. No, you didn't rate it. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I said 5 out of 5.
Damn.
Yeah, I never give 5s actually, but I think that might be the highest rating I gave on this podcast. But man, I just loved it so much. I don't know why. I don't know. I would just see it as something I could even see it as something like if I like committed to like doing film or like movies.
Oh, like, that's your vibe.
That's my vibe. Like, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So I really like it.
I can see that being a 5 if that's the case, you know?
Yeah. So that's my reasoning for that.
Like, he's all that is a 5 for me. That's not true. But the Parent Trap is a 5 for me. Like, there's a better example, Parent Trap. Because that's my vibe.
Yeah, I feel it. But yeah, all dang. Right.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, I don't know. We're in the middle of this fucking ARAM right now. Let's see. What should we do for our 100th episode?
For 100?
We do need something better than this. I talked to my dad and he was like, yeah, you should have brought all the guests on that you did before and like did a look back.
Whoa, like Endgame.
Yeah, or like CBS Sunday Morning or something. I don't know, I don't know what the word is. It felt wrong, though. But for 100, maybe I'm down.
We're running? Hey, we're running.
Yeah, I'm kiting.
We're going back in.
Wow, Warwick got all the kills. Oh, Kane's still alive. Oh, we have no heal cut. Oh, he's dead. Damn, he took all my kills, dude.
For our 100th episode.
We can bring all our guests back.
We can do that.
That'd be kind of hard, though, no?
We can do a round table. We need to, like...
Oh, wow.
What a discussion be other than... I don't know if, like, talking about a movie is a good round table discussion.
Yeah. It has to be, like, bigger picture kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the film industry.
We got 50 episodes to figure it out.
Yep. How long did it take us to get to 50? Like, long time, yeah?
It's been like 2 years, I think.
Well, we did have like a pause, but yeah.
There were multiple pauses.
Yeah. So, like, if we stick on this schedule, though, we should get to 100 a lot faster than we got to 50.
Yeah. That's technically, like, what? Every other week, so, like...
Yeah. I will... Yeah, I'm happy with, like, how consistent we've been. Not my uploading. My uploading has been terrible, but, like... In terms of doing episodes, we've done a lot. So... Pretty good.
Maw of Maw Mortius.
Yeah.
So lame.
It does sound lame, though.
I bet to abbreviate it, people call it Mom.
Oh, I'm dead. Oh my god, I missed everything! I missed everything!
Oh, Lord. Would it make sense for you to just close it out right now for the audio version?
Yeah, let's just do that. Oh, I have to do my plugs. Oh, I usually have a script in front of me for this part, and I don't. So I'll just try to do it off the top of my head.
Do that.
Let's see. So if you enjoyed this podcast, follow us on social media. That's what it is. Mainly Instagram, because that's the one that we use. Yeah. At Mix Podcasting. That's at Mix, M-I-X Podcasting, not mixed. But... there on our Instagram, we post like updates and like when we're gonna do the next show, and like highlights. So, yeah, follow us there. If you enjoyed the live show here where we just played video games, follow us here on Twitch.
Ooh, he sucks.
he does suck. Yeah, you can follow us here on Twitch. And we do the show here every other Wednesday night.
Oh god.
I think oh, I stunned him. Oh, I got him. Oh wait, you died. How'd you die?
He did a thingy that came back to him.
Aw, damn.
Alright, sorry. Where you...
Every other Wednesday night. That's where we do the show here. Do you have any closing thoughts, Alardo?
No. Oh, for next time we have...
Oh yeah, next time, that's right. Sorry, go ahead.
We have Doctor Strange, Moon Knight, and Ozark Season 4 Part 2, the final episodes.
Wait, say that again? Ozark, Moon Knight...
And Doctor Strange.
Oh, that's right. Oh shit, dude, I have to get tickets for Doctor Strange. Like... Do you think it's going to be sold out for, like, a long time? Like, I don't know how I'm going to watch that.
I mean, maybe the first day and that's it. I don't think the next few days should be sold out.
That'd okay. Crazy. That would be crazy. But, yeah, if you're listening on audio, I hope you enjoyed. And we'll see you next time on The Mix. Mm-hmm.